Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm broadcasting live from the Administaff Small Business Classic in Woodlands, Texas, hard by to Houston, having a great time here, but we're continuing to march. We're continuing to do our show. I've been here almost all week since Tuesday. I'll be here tomorrow, too. This is my sixth consecutive year. They've had the tournament 6 years, and I've been here every year, and I'm looking forward to many more. Joan Pride is our guest. She's senior editor with the Kiplinger Editors. Joan, welcome back.
Well, you know, nothing stops you from doing your show, does it?
Well, not much.
Neither rain nor sleet nor...
Whatever the poster workers say.
Right.
But, no, Joan, it's not work when you love it.
Well, that's true.
I mean, I wouldn't rather be doing anything else. And the only time I'm not here is when I have no other choice.
Right.
And that happens very few times.
That's right.
But anyway. But you're like that. You're hardcore dedicated.
Oh, yeah. You
aren't
betcha.
Well, look what you've been. Look at your dedication to us.
I know.
Coming up on 11 years.
I know. I can't believe it.
I mean, that's hardcore. Folks, let me tell you something. We should give Joan a standing ovation. I mean,
I think
she
should.
Doesn't even like me that much, and she still shows
there
up.
There you go.
Know?
It's
amazing.
That shows you my dedication.
Hey, Joan, let's get into the letter because there's a lot of important stuff to cover. Big changes coming in the workplace. That's the lead line.
Yes.
I want you to talk to us about some of these things.
Yes.
The overarching theme, though, that I'm starting to get and that really bothers me, Joan, and this is Jim Blasingame, folks.
Right.
This is not a line from the letter, is an anti-business sentiment. And that's what I'm concerned about. When I read the list of things here that you identify, Joan, you guys don't editorialize that the way I just did, but that's kind of what I'm seeing here. I mean, you say that most changes will boost labor protections against workplace hazards, discrimination. Nobody doesn't like that. Of course, we all want that. But for employers, there will be more costs and more red tape.
Right.
Which means it's going to be, you know, harder to make a profit.
Right.
So, but talk to us about the safety checks. What's going on there?
Well, this has to do with OSHA, the Occupational Health and Safety Administration. We're going to have tighter rules. Well, first of all, tougher enforcement on existing rules, but they're going to be tightening rules on, you know, just a whole long list of things. We say here exposure to combustible dust and something that I can't even pronounce, diacetyl,
right,
something like that, which I guess is important because we mention it. But also a big push on ergonomics, which, boy, that's been an issue that's been rattling around for probably 20 years and
a bit
controversial.
The last time it popped up was at the end of the Clinton administration.
That's right. That's right.
You and I talked about this.
I think we did, yeah, because I've written about it.
Because they were going to require... You work at home sometimes.
Right.
And the Clinton administration was going to require your boss, your management, to go to your home and make sure that you, when you were at home working for them in your cozy little, you know, warm, lovable little American home, that you had the right ergonomics in
your
home.
You mean in my bed?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. No, I'm
propped up in bed with the laptop.
I only have my tongue somewhat in my cheek, Joan. so that's something there. You know, I'm not saying that the new administration is going to go that far, but that's been proposed in the past.
That's true, it has.
Yeah, and one of the things about OSHA, Joan, that I remember there was a period of time, and I think this may have, I don't know if this was if it began in the Bush administration, I don't remember, but there was a time when they finally realized, you know what, it's not a good thing to keep having little gotchas with small business owners regarding OSHA.
Right.
Let's go in, if we find something, let's give them, you know, let's don't make them fear that we're going to put them in jail. Let's help them. And they even started a program where they said, look, if you think you have a problem or if you need any kind of help, come to us. And if you come to us first, you know, there's not going to be any repercussions. We're just going to give you the opportunity to fix things. Now, that made a lot of sense to me, Joan.
Right.
I'm not saying that's not going to be the case now. I just hope that they can continue that.
That's true, yeah.
Because small business owners don't, we don't need gotchas, Joan.
That's true.
What about wages?
To deal with.
What about wages, Joan? Quicker action on worker
wages.
Complaints?
Yes. We're saying quicker action on worker complaints. And they're going to be hiring a lot more investigators and look at these pay disputes. And we also say more enforcement of rules against unfair wage practices.
Mm-hmm. Which you know what, Joan? I don't think there should be unfair wage practices.
That's right.
I just worry about witch hunts.
Well,
you know me, Joan. I'm on the other side of the table on some of these things from the administration, from the government, I should say.
Well, I mean, I think it's a pendulum thing. I think in certain administrations, the pendulum can swing one way and things can go too easy. So now you have to make sure it doesn't swing back too far.
Well said. That is very well said. Joan, another thing that we know, we've already seen, is union rights.
Yes.
This is a pro-labor administration, a pro-labor government right now.
Right. And again, it's a pendulum thing. The National Labor Relations Board, by some accounts, has been too lax on different union disputes. So,
and folks, when I say pro-labor, what I really should say is pro-union.
That's
because
what
I'm pro-labor.
Right.
I'm just not pro-union.
Right.
And there is a difference. There is a distinction.
And the NLRB handles labor management disputes or union management disputes. So
right.
Now that Obama has been able to put his own people on the NLRB, we're expecting reversals of key decisions made by Bush appointees on things like using email for organizing and union representation of non-members at disciplinary meetings.
Mm-hmm. I talked to a contractor last night at this tournament where I am. We had a gathering last night. I talked to a friend of mine who's a contractor, and in fact, he's going to be on the show tomorrow, Joe Cleary.
Uh-huh.
And he said that it's his understanding that there's been not a mandate, but a generally accepted order that any construction contracts over a certain size, like over $25 million.
Right.
Have to require that they be done with union shops.
Oh.
That's very unfortunate. It'd be unfortunate for him.
Yeah,
and
I don't know how they
and
enforce
that's
them.
Not right. See, that's not free enterprise, Joan. We're going to take a quick break. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Joan Pride is our guest. And we'll come back. We've got more to talk about. We're going to talk about a little bit about the economy. We're also going to talk about some tax issues. And Joan loves talking about taxes. She really does. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Joan Pride is our guest. She's senior editor with the Kiplinger Editors. Joan, your website is kiplinger.com, isn't it?
It sure is.
It's good stuff there, folks. And if you be sure to check out all their publications. The Kiplinger Letter is the one that we work off of every week. They have three others, the tax letter, the agriculture letter, and the biofuels letter. And then that magazine, Joe, what is that one?
It's Kiplinger's Personal Finance Magazine.
And you can find that on newsstands. And how about a phone number?
Our toll-free number is 800-544-0155.
Don't forget that 30-day free trial, folks. I worked really hard to get you that. Use that to your advantage. And I think, I promise you, you're going to like the publications because I've been reading the Kiplinger letter for as long as I can remember. And I continue to enjoy it. Joan, let's move over and talk about the economy. You guys point out that recent manufacturing strength is starting to fizzle out a little bit. And, I hope that's not a sign of a double dip because, with the dollar dropping a little bit, that ought to help manufacturing some, shouldn't it?
Right. And we say, is recent manufacturing strength starting to fizzle out? We don't think so. So we don't think there is a fizzling. We admit that there's zigzagging performance, but we say that that's normal coming out of recession and that the underlying trend is on the way up.
Right. Well, I hope that's the case. And
hey, if we say it, it has to be. Right?
If you say it has to, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
I
love
right.
you, Joan.
We're always right.
Joan, let's move down and talk about in Congress what's going on right now. We've got a stubborn jobless rate that you guys report, and it's getting the White House's attention, but it might not help. What do you think?
Well, it's getting the White House's attention, and there's this big discussion in Congress about do we want to have a second stimulus bill, except they don't want to call it a stimulus bill because they don't want to get criticized for spending more money.
Right, right.
And they've also talked about this tax credit to propose to get companies to hire the unemployed, but our forecast is actually, since this was written, things have changed a little bit, and I think the trend is going to be away from something like that. I think instead basically what they're going to do is extend unemployment benefits for people where they're running out, and
right.
also probably extend the first-time home buyer credit to keep the housing market from
That's going to be very important, isn't it?
Yeah. And the other thing that's important for your listeners who are employers is that they might do something more with this subsidy for COBRA, which is the continued health coverage for people who are laid off, because that's going to expire on December 31st.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's another component of all this, isn't it?
Yeah.
Joan, another thing that you guys report is this extending loss carryback. Tell us about that. You're an expert in this area.
Well, normally you can carry back losses, meaning if you have a loss this year but you had profitable years previously, you can put those on amend the old return, put those losses on, and then that's an extra, that's cash in your pocket. That's a bigger refund from the
right.
IRS.
Exactly.
And
over the years, we've had varying terms for loss carryback, right?
Well, I think so. I don't know. But in any case, there's been for companies with, I think it's gross receipts of $15 million from the years 2006 to 2008, they've been allowed to take a 2008 loss and carry it back 5 years. Because looking back 5 years, you're going to have
$15,000 or less? I mean, $15 million or less?
$15 million or less, yeah.
Okay, good.
Sorry. And you can, going back 5 years, you're going to have had some pretty profitable years. So spreading those mm-hmm. losses over those years is going to be even more money in your pocket. So there's
well,
talk
exactly,
about
and see, this is going to be very beneficial for small business owners who had good, 05, 06, 07s, and eights.
Right. Well, this is already in the law. They're talking about extending it to maybe some companies. I don't know what the upper limit would be, but some companies over $15 million. And then there's also we think there's going to have to be discussion about taking 2009 losses and doing the same thing.
Right. Well, I think this is... Now, see, when people talk about the government helping small businesses, most small businesses don't really want the government to give them a handout. They just want some help. And this is an example of how the government can help them. This
right.
is a way for the government to actually initiate a policy that actually would benefit them. I mean... Basically, small business owners don't need the government to help. We just need them to get out of our way.
Right.
And this isn't, to me, this is a classic example of the government getting out of our way and helping us with some policies that they could pass.
Right,
so I
exactly.
like this loss carryback rule, and I hope they extend it. I hope they make it where it works, because I believe that there's going to be some special circumstances for a lot of small business owners over the next 2 or 3 years. Well, they're going to need some help. They paid a lot of taxes previously. They're going to have some serious cash flow problems over the next year or so, and it's going to be hard to it's going to help them a lot if
and
they can if they can
cash flow directly.
Yes. Well, and it'll blend their performance over a period of years, which is so important for small business owners.
Right.
Joan,
they may have had big profits and had to pay really high taxes just a few years ago, and now they're
right.
experiencing these big losses.
That's
so
exactly
they're not paying
right.
high taxes, but, the loss carryback puts that loss to work and gets some of that money, as you say, back in their pocket and smooths out and evens things out a bit.
Are the states going to get any money?
Well, they're trying to get money. We're saying they're struggling with huge deficits. It really remains to be seen, especially if Congress it puts more burden on them for Medicaid costs. So we don't
right.
know how that's going to play out.
Well... that's another shoe waiting to drop, isn't it, Joan? The state's going to D.C. with their tin cup. That's going to be, that still hasn't played out yet.
Definitely.
So we'll have to see how that goes.
Definitely.
Hey, Joan, thanks for being here today. Good job as always.
Thank you, Jim.
And you're going to be gone the next couple of weeks, and Jim Ostrath's going to be sitting in for you.
I'll still get paid,
we'll
though,
see,
right?
We'll see you soon. We'll miss you.
Jim.
Thanks, Joan. Joan Pride, ladies and gentlemen, senior editor with the Kiplinger Editors. Stay with me. I'll be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame, broadcasting live from the Administaff Small Business Classic.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.